And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back, Mid-Michigan. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys show each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live a little bit south of Grand Rapids down in the zoo. We are on the corner of Parkview and Oakland at a D&W Family Fresh Market. We have lots of stuff going on here today. You got to come down and see us. Big meat sale going on. And right now, we have one of our favorite brewers from Battle Creek, the favorite brewer from Battle Creek, Mr. Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales. Good morning, Tim.
One of the best brewers from Battle Creek, too, I've heard. One of the top 10.
I think you become the best and the worst, regardless if you're the only brewer in Battle
Creek. That's
right.
You have the golden voice of Tim Surprise, Arcadia Ales, downtown Battle Creek, and a pleasure always to have you on the show, because you're a fun guy.
Well, thanks. It's happy Labor Day weekend to everybody.
That's right. That's right. If you're listening in Mount Pleasant, St. John's, Williamston, Dansville, Muskegon, wherever you're at, it's the Grillin' Guys, and we've got a surprise. And his name is Tim. So tell us about Arcadia Ales, and you brought us a present. That's why we like having you.
Hey, listen, you guys, the only limitation today, I think, is not being in the studio. You guys aren't already drinking this morning. So I'm kidding, for everyone out there that they're not drinking all the time when they're on the show. But being out here at D&W makes it a little bit more difficult to sample today as we've done in the past. But I brought a few beers. You guys have got a great theme going today with this excellent sale that D&W is having on Porterhouse and T-Bone Steaks.
Well, it's Labor Day, man. You got to grill a steak.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I thought I'd bring some beers that would go well with grilling and steaks in particular.
Who says we can't sample? What are you talking about? Lockdown.
So Tim, you brought us a rye, you brought us a Scotch ale, and then your Whitson. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, I think if we're going to talk about summer and the heat, and we've had a couple of days where it's right back at us with the high heat and humidity. The Whitson has been my go-to beer all summer, and the fact that we've got 12-ounce cans that we've made available for the first time in our company's history is kind of cool. It's a nice package, and it goes very well on the golf course, in the canoe, any place where glass is not the preferred container. But we've had a great run with that. So I brought some of that, Randy. I know you want to. That's one of your favorites, I think.
It is. It is one of my favorite beers, and I want to give all the listeners out there a whining alert. Not wine to drink, but whining barbecue Bob, because I know it's coming. Tim was nice enough to give me a case of this earlier on in the year, and. At the end of the day, Bob never got any of this. I sampled all of this, and I was the taste tester for this. This might be Bob's first time forever to have this, but we'll get him some a little later, and he'll have a little taste of it. Have you tried this before, Bob?
Shut. Anyway, we love Whitson. Yes, I have tried it. The first time Tim was on the show. It's a wheat ale brewed with spices, coriander, orange peel. It is just a wonderful surprise. Oh.
Tim, tell us a little bit about this beer. What inspired it? It's a varietal, if you will, of beer, so tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wheat beer, and to be honest, Randy, I've always tipped our hat to one of our brethren in the industry, and a lot of people have gotten into the business because of Bell's Brewery, Larry Bell. He came out with a beer years ago when I first moved to Michigan called Solson. and I was a big fan of that. It was a wheat beer, and it represented a little bit of that Belgian influence of orange zest and or orange peel and some coriander. So it was very refreshing, a summertime hot weather beer that has a little bit of sweetness, but great body, so that you feel like drinking one or two, and it's thirst quenching. So that was the inspiration for Whitson, and it's been a great beer for us. It's seasonal from spring through summer, and
it's a beautiful can. It's a very cool. It looks like a can of orange juice if you're looking at it. But this new topper you just put in your canning facility, which is very nice. Especially if you're a boater, if you're out in the summer, I mean, cans in the summer are the way to go, because there's plenty, like around a pool, if you have a swimming pool, you can't have glass.
Yeah, it's a nice package, and it fits a number of places and opportunities for our customers or for people in general to enjoy. But I also brought a couple of other beers. Now, again, I was thinking about steaks, and if you're out there getting ready for a holiday gathering with your family, friends, etc., there's a number of us out there that are making preparations for a big barbecue. It might be tomorrow, today, Monday, what have you. And lots of work around the yard. And there's things that need to get done if you want to have that sense of pride around your event. And that Sky High Rye is going to be a beer that will appeal to a number of us who like a pale ale. In this particular case, a rye pale. It's got a very nice, almost West Coast influenced of hops to it, so it's a very generously hop pale ale, but it has that rye malt, which adds a little distinctive dryness, which in the case of when you're working hard and you're working up a sweat, this beer seems to be, again, if you're not so much on the sweet side, this beer's a bit more for you. So this one's going to be the prep beer, so to speak, getting ready for the big Q.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a plan, man. You know, if you're going to put these things in succession right back to back, you start out with a rye, it's going to get you a little riled up, and life's good, man.
Well, I think that Lockdown is one of your best beers, and your brown. What do you call your brown ale?
Nut Brown. That's going to be coming out here the first
that
of
is,
October.
That is a great beer also.
But let's go to Lockdown, and then I'll complete my thinking relative to thinking steaks on the grill with you guys today. Now, I happen to be one of those guys that likes a really nice rub on my meat. And for me, it's going to have a lot of black pepper, some red pepper. It's going to have maybe some even hot paprika in it. I like a spicy rub to my big piece of meat. And that spiciness, that blackening, if you will, to blacken a nice steak on a grill, get it really hot, and just cook it just to that medium rare or whatever temperature you like it. This Lockdown, as a Scotch ale, is all about the malt. And our malt, because of our British influence, comes from the UK. And in this particular case, it's the best malt on the planet, this Maris Otter. Anybody likes Scotch or single malt Scotch whiskeys out there? Most of those distillers are using this malted barley as their grain source. So
is that hard to get?
No, it's not hard to get. It's just very
expensive.
Costs a lot of money.
Sure, yeah.
Especially when you got to bring it over on a container, you know, in big quantities. So, but that commitment, that extra cost to us, really translates easily to a great. If you're a malty guy, if you like a little bit of a bigger, fuller flavored, fuller bodied beer, but not so hoppy or bitter, you tend to be on the sweet side, like you do, Bob, with the brown ale in this. This is going to be that perfect complement to that beautifully prepared steak on the grill with that heavy blackening on it.
Right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11. We're talking right now with Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales. He's got a phenomenal brewery. If you want to take a nice day trip, you need to get in that convertible, get on that bike, cruise down to Battle Creek. It's one of those towns a lot of us drive by on 94 or whatever, but for some reason we haven't had a good reason to stop, because Kellogg's already ships the cereal right to our store. We don't need to go there and pick it up. But if you want to go down there and pick up some great beer, you've got such a cool tap room, your whole restaurant and everything in there, very, very unique. You're big into smoking and grilling. I mean, most guys don't understand that.
Bob, I took my wife there for her birthday. That's how much I like this place. Tim threw out, he's got a great chef there.
Are you trying to out-suck up
no,
me?
No, I'm
what?
Not. But he's got a great chef there, and he threw down a barbecue variety plate for us. It was very nice of him to do it. But I'm going to tell you what, there is some great, great barbecue happening at Arcadia Ales.
I know it. and I'd love to get down there and do some. We need to get this guy a landline hooked up so we can get down there and be
well, you know, that's coming. That's all good. But he's got barbecue going on. You got to get down there and try this tap room because his staff is so very well trained. They said, well, what are you having to eat? Well, then I'd suggest these two or three beers. And then they asked two or three more questions, and I tell you what, the pairing was fabulous.
Do you brew all of your beer right there?
Yes.
Do you ever do like
facility.
Tours for people if they come down? Do you give them a little tour around the place and show them?
We've had to go tours by appointment now because our production, our sales have really been really very healthy. We're blessed in so many ways. In our industry, I might add. In fact, D&W and Spartan Stores in general has been a really big supporter of the Michigan craft brewers.
Yes, they have.
And in fact, together with this great sale today on steaks, they've always and consistently featured our Michigan beers at a great price as well. I'll say this: the best part of what we're doing as a community of brewers in collaboration with stores like this is putting our quality products out there. We're really engaging our customers in all the different communities, and there's over 100 brewers now in the state of Michigan. And I think that's we'll talk about more about that later after we come back from the break, but I'm excited about being a part of this industry.
Yeah, you know what? It is a great industry. We kind of feel like we're part of it as well as the grilling guys. We love the microbrew industry. It has a lot to do with grilling in that backyard living style. And speaking of that, you know, we're outdoorsmen too, and brews go good with outdoors. Coming up in the next segment, Bob's going to talk a little bit about a bourbon peach chicken he's done, and we're going to have Tim Antor from the Hunt Time Expo on. So we're the grilling guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.